Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Easygoing Podcast with your hosts, Juan Marcel.
And Rylan.
Hope everybody's doing amazing. We're doing all right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say? We're all right.
We're doing all right. We're chugging along.
So let's just talk about what's happened since we last spoke.
Yes.
So one thing we've been dealing with is trying to figure out what happens next, which I think is what we always are dealing with when we come back to Arizona.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're always like, okay, when are we traveling again? Where is that going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And lately it's been, since we want to move, we've been talking to you guys about this the past few episodes. We've been kind of like apartment hunting and just going through the realities of what we can and can't do and when.
Mm-hmm.
And now we know that Rylan needs to be here in Arizona until at least November because she has a wedding that she needs to attend in Utah.
Yes.
And then we're like, okay, well, if we're here until November 4th for that, why don't we just stay until Thanksgiving? Because my family, you know, they would really appreciate that. And it's like, well, if we make it until December, we're going to leave before Christmas.
Yeah.
So we're trying to deal with that. Plus, there's some stuff that's been going on with both of us personally in our families where they would really appreciate us being here. It'd be nice for us too. So there's all of that, but there's also the realities of we are creators.
Yeah.
We are also adults that want to live
by ourselves.
Yeah, in our own situation and together. And we have to deal with a lot of those things. So we've just been going back and forth with all that. But it looks like we're at least going to be here in Arizona until November, like mid-November.
Yeah, but we also just have pretty much set in stone plans of going to London in January.
Yeah, our agency there, our modeling agency, reached out to us and said they want us to come out. They're going to sponsor a visa for us to go for 3 months. Mm-hmm. So we'll be back in London, which is kind of where a lot of people first started seeing us vlogs-wise, because on YouTube, we didn't really start seeing any growth until London. So it'll be really cool. It's been, what, 2 years?
Yeah, and no, it's been 1 year.
It's been, what, four years?
Yeah, babe, come on. On now.
Are you sure? It hasn't been 2 years.
It's been 1 year since we were in London.
I have no concept of time, apparently.
Wow. But what I was saying is that's really exciting. London is where we really just had a great time. We loved the food. We loved the place. It was just, everything was so fun.
I mean, we have a good time all the places we've been, but London is definitely one of the ones we look back on really fondly.
We miss everywhere, but London, there's some places like Shaq Fu Yu or like the Shoom. I'm just excited to eat when we go to London.
I know, you're thinking about all the food, but anyways, that's what's going on there. So we'll be here until like mid-November. There's going to be some little trips that we have planned in between. We're looking at Puerto Rico because I have a funeral.
Yeah.
Looking at Utah for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And Rylan's family has a cabin out there.
Yeah.
And it's like gorgeous. So we'll probably go there, do a little weekend escape vlog or something. Yeah. And we still really want to do South America at some point. So if we don't end up staying for Thanksgiving and Christmas, maybe we'll go do South America and then or fly to London.
We're making plans on the podcast right now.
They don't want to hear about all this. But that's the weekly update, guys. I mean, we're just figuring out our whole lives.
Yeah,
so
pretty much.
Let's get into today's episode topic, though. So today's topic was sent in to us by Anna Lucia via the podcast email, which, by the way, if you ever want to give us an episode topic suggestion, ask any questions, or just say hi, you can always do that by emailing us at easygoingpod@gmail.com or at the bottom of each Spotify episode. If you just scroll down, you'll see that there's a Q&A prompt and you can submit anything on there.
Or you can always reach out to us on, TikTok comments, Instagram DMs.
Any of our social media.
Yeah.
We're always checking. So anyways, here is what Anna emailed us. Hi, Rylan and Juan Marcel. It's Anna Lucia. Don't quite know if you will remember me. We talked via email. Thank you so much for the long distance podcast. I am very thankful. I took notes, many notes. I really admire you in so many ways, as you know. I really admire you as content creators, and I have finally been creating and posting my own content. And I was wondering if you had any advice. I'm not striving for fame or money, simply being able to have an audience and inspire and entertain others with my stories, my photography, and cinematography. Whenever you can, if you can, I would love to hear your tips. P.S. If you look at the image attached, it's my notes, and I drew you both while I was at it.
Aww,
and
so
this
sweet.
Picture is just amazing.
Aww.
of us. I can't believe she just casually drew us that well.
Yeah.
And she took notes. Wow, Anna, you're just the best.
Yes, and also we remember you, of course.
Of course, yeah, yeah. Of course we remember you. Anna Lucia is the one that asked for our advice with the long distance relationships. Mm-hmm. And so the notes, as I can see from this photo, is her taking notes on how to maintain her long distance relationship with her boyfriend, which is amazing. So,
so sweet.
Thank you so much for the questions.
Mm-hmm.
We really loved this one. I mean, we always have like a few options for which episode topic we want to hit. And the reason we gravitated towards this one this week was because we are in the middle of redefining a lot of things about our creator careers.
Life. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot to being a creator and a lot of things that we are still coming to terms with, still learning. And it's like this ever evolving situation.
We want to answer your question as well as go into depth about like life as a creator and, you know, all of the trials and tribulations that we go through as creators.
Yeah, I kind of broke it down into four things that we want to hit in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing we want to talk about is the misconceptions that we had before we started as content creators.
There's a lot.
The realities of being a creator.
Mm-hmm.
The challenges that have come up for us and are still coming up for us.
Yeah.
And how we have addressed those things and we continue to make it sustainable and avoid burnout.
Yeah. And I feel like this topic is so good for everybody because these days, almost everybody is a creator with TikTok and with Instagram. It's like we all have the ability to be a creator and we all are kind of being a creator if you're posting on TikTok, you know? So
yeah, if you're in any way pursuing any sort of passion where you are directly tied to the results, like the thing that's really different about being a creator is basically your work is directly a reflection of you and it's very public, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like your failures are public.
Yeah.
You are being vulnerable on camera. You are putting out art or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're being vulnerable and it's really hard to separate that in terms of it being just a job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this applies to any of you. And, you know, it's just something that kind of, in a way, we wanted to talk about so we could talk through it.
Yeah. And hopefully it's interesting.
So let's start out with the common misconceptions that we had before we went into this career path.
Yes.
First of all, I think we can both agree that we thought it was going to be all fun and games. It's not going to feel like work.
Oh, yeah.
This is just going to be like us just running around, having fun, filming things.
And it was that for a while.
Yeah, before we were any good.
Yeah, before we were...
If you're going to turn it into a career, you need to start framing the process and your just how you're approaching it more seriously and like a job. Not in a way that it's soul sucking, but there needs to be thought that you are putting into these things. It's not just feel it out and feel free, just film things and put it out there. Like you need to think about what is the point of what you're making?
Yeah.
What is the message you want to get across?
Yeah, it can't be like spontaneous. Like at first when we first started, it was like all spontaneous. Like we're just going to go here. And if you watch those videos, it's like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's just like a collection of clips. It's like a montage or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And it took us a long time to understand. And that's just one part of it. But just how much it actually is a job, you know, and that's a misconception. Another one we had was that we thought we were going to be good at it fast.
Yeah.
Like just because we were consumers of social media and we had watched vlogs and we had watched TikToks and we had watched all these things.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, okay, so we'll figure it out. We just got to figure out how to do this
like
or that.
It's so easy. Like you just film and post.
Yeah. And we're like, we'll just know how to be content creators and tell a story. And that's not the case at all. That was a big misconception. It takes a long time to even begin to get even remotely good.
Yeah. Another thing is we valued quantity over quality so much. We were posting at the beginning like three videos per week instead of one.
Yeah, three videos per week. A TikTok a day.
Yeah.
We just put out as much quantity of content on all the platforms possible.
Mm-hmm.
And something will stick and then we'll start to go towards that.
Yeah.
But that's, again, that's not the reality. Like, it is all about quality.
Mm-hmm.
And
especially with YouTube. Like, when we were doing three videos of YouTube, like, three video, can I speak? 3 YouTube videos a week. It was like, I mean, we were having some weird videos in there.
Oh my gosh. I don't even want to even begin to think about those. But yeah, that's definitely a misconception a lot of creators have.
Oh, yeah,
like just putting out as much content as possible.
Mm-hmm. And the last misconception that we had was without money would come a lot faster than it did.
Yeah. We definitely thought we were going to be millionaires in 3 months, you know, after starting.
Yeah.
But that is not the reality, which brings me to the next part of us answering this question, which is the realities of being a content creator. So, first of all, we realized that in reality, for content creators, this actually is work.
Yeah.
And sometimes we realize that it's actually a lot harder in some ways than a typical career.
Oh,
in some ways.
Yeah.
I want to stress that.
Because the thing is, with being a creator or having maybe a creative, like being an artist or something, you don't really have an off switch. You
yeah.
know? I mean, you are just constantly always thinking about it.
And the other thing that I find hard about it for me personally is when you're doing something on a typical career path, you know the things that you have to do to get from A to B. Like, okay, study this, get this degree, get a job in this field, here are the top companies, learn these things and move up the ladder. But with being a content creator or an artist, there is no clear roadmap. You know, one thing that works for one content creator won't work for another. And there's so many different pathways to get to a successful level of content creation. So it's hard in that way because it's so little, there's not really a guide to it.
Yeah, no, there's no guide. You have to find things that work for you and also that make you happy and that you love doing, or else you won't keep doing it.
Yeah. And then the next thing is it took us forever to get even relatively good. And we still always look back on videos and realize that we aren't even that good yet.
Yeah. Like when we look back on Bangkok videos, which were what, like 5 months ago, we're like, oh my gosh, those weren't even as good as we thought they were at the time.
Yeah,
like they were
so
revolutionary for us at the time. We were like, these are crazy. And now we look back and we're like, dang, not crazy.
Yeah. And that's the reality of being a content creator. At least if you want to be doing this long term, you have to always be evolving. You have to always be improving on what you are and what you know.
Yeah.
You can't get stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you always look back on videos from a couple months ago and realize you've gotten so much better.
Yeah.
That's how you continue to become a better and better content creator.
Yeah. Another reality is it's not about the amount of content you're putting out. It's about the quality of each piece that you're putting out. And once we realized that, I think our videos took a huge turn.
Yeah. I mean, we stopped posting 3 times a week on YouTube. We put it down at first to just twice and then down to once. And we've stuck to that. And then we really looked at which platforms do we need to even be focusing on.
Yeah.
So let's stop trying to do, I mean, we were trying to do Pinterest at one point.
Yeah.
Patreon, as you guys know who have been with us for a while.
Yeah.
We had a Patreon for a while. We stopped that recently.
Mm-hmm.
We still find ourselves struggling with like, okay, how much of this is necessary and how much is just us feeling the pressure to be, you know, on these platforms.
To try and do everything all at once.
Yeah, like TikTok, for example.
Yeah. We were posting at one point, like trying to do twice a day. And that was just so hard to do.
Yeah, because it's important as a content creator that you treat every platform with the same amount of effort, because you want every piece of content that your audience comes across from you to reaffirm their belief in you and their support of you.
Yeah.
And you want them to feel that effort.
Exactly. And also, I want to say with YouTube, you have to put out a video and then have enough time in between the next video to grow and to see how you could be better, or watch the past video. And when you're posting 3 videos a week or 2 videos a week, it's so hard to grow because you're not even thinking about growing. You're just thinking about, okay, I need to put out the next video.
Yeah, you're not having any time to reflect on what you have posted or why it's performing or not performing.
Yeah.
Or listen to the feedback about it and apply that to the next video.
Yeah.
Another reality is it took way longer than we expected to start making any sort of noticeable money.
Mm-hmm.
And we still wouldn't say that we make enough for this to be considered our primary source of income.
No.
We have to have multiple sources of income at this point still to be able to pay for what we, you know, pay for our lives.
Yeah.
And that's a common misconception. Like, we thought as soon as you get monetized on YouTube, you start making money.
Mm-hmm.
You start seeing checks for a couple hundred, a couple thousand. Yeah. But it's just not true. I mean,
yeah, I think our first like check when we got monetized on YouTube was like $30.
Yeah, and they don't even send you your money until you reach a certain threshold.
Yeah, I think it's like $200 or something.
Yeah, the first month we were like, okay, let's see, what did we make?
And we didn't get a check for like 5 months after that.
Yeah, they had to accumulate before they could even send us a check, you know?
Another thing is it's not relatable to be a content creator.
Yeah, and this becomes really difficult when you can't talk to anyone about it.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people just think it's some fantasy life or you're just running around having fun. And
that's what we thought when we first started. Yeah. So.
And so when you're like, hey, I really want to talk to you about audience retention.
Yeah, yeah.
Audience retention graphs. And my click-through rate was real low this week.
I mean, I'm not like that, but he is.
Yeah. You know, your friends are going to be like, what are you talking about? You're making videos and putting them on the internet.
Yeah.
So it gets a little lonely in that way. And it's important that you, for me, I luckily have a partner that I'm doing it with. But if you don't have a partner, I would definitely seek out some creative friends that are also working on something like this.
Yeah.
Or there's a lot of great podcasts and YouTube channels that will give you some insights into that.
Yeah.
One thing I heavily recommend that I listen to all the time is the Colin and Samir podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's for YouTube, but if you're creating on other platforms, you know, there's always resources, or just literally reach out to other creators.
Yeah.
Because it's important that you don't feel so alone
in this
career path.
Yeah, it feels like everything is very like, nobody really talks about it. Nobody talks about how much money they make. Nobody talks about, you know, how many brand deals they do, or all these things that,
or how to do any of those things. The last reality I wanted to touch on is that you truly have to love what you are making and doing if you are going to stick to this long term.
Yeah, it all has to come from a genuine place.
Yes. I don't believe you can fake it as a creator, truly, long term.
Or people are going to see it. People are going to see that you're faking it. Or
not just that. There's just going to be periods of time where things aren't going your way.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you don't love what you're doing, you're going to want to quit.
Yeah.
And you're going to burn out. Like, this is stressful.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. It's sometimes confusing. You don't even know why things aren't working. You don't know what to do next. But it's the love that we have for creating and doing what we're doing that makes us really stick to it and try to work through these issues and figure it out.
Yeah.
Loving what you do is really important if you're going to go into this stuff.
I just had a moment of realization of like when we first decided to pick up a camera, and then I had like a flashback to that, and then I woke up, I guess, from that little daydream to us podcasting, and it was really cool.
Oh, babe.
It's so cool how far we've come. That's also, I just want to say really quickly before we get into the rest of the stuff, that's why creating is so amazing.
Is
you can look back on the beginning and then look at now and be like, wow.
Oh, baby, you're getting emotional.
Yeah, it's cool.
It is cool. And we do have to acknowledge it sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like we're so focused that we don't even acknowledge how far we've come.
Yeah.
And that's something we do want to point out as we talk about this. I mean, I know we're already halfway through this episode, but we're not experts on any of this. And in the grand scheme of things, we're not at all big creators.
No, we're mid-tier creators or something.
I mean,
like
I don't know, whatever you want to call it. I'm just saying we're not like in any position to be saying, giving concrete advice.
No.
You know, these are from our perspective and what we've learned up to our point in this journey, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are kind of coming along with us for the ride.
Yeah.
And every week we discover something new about ourselves as creators and how to be better.
Yeah.
How we made mistakes.
Yeah.
And that's part of the beauty. So I guess I'll add that reality into it, is you are going to be constantly learning in this. You know, it's not just one day you figure it out and then you're set.
Yeah.
You know, you always need to be striving to learn more and keep up with
it. Exactly. It's kind of like always, you know how I said you always feel like you could be doing more?
Mm-hmm.
In a way, you always can be, like, you're always learning something new.
Yeah.
Just like you always feel. That's why there is that feeling of like, there's always something I could be doing, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're learning something new all the time. It's so cool.
So the next thing that we wanted to get into was the challenges that we have faced and that we still face in this career.
Yeah.
So one major one was, and still is, figuring out our work-life balance. Like Rylan said earlier, it's like you always have something more that you could be doing.
Yeah.
And in this career, there is no off switch. Like, there's no office hours. You don't go into your place of employment.
Yeah, exactly.
Work for 8 hours and then come home and then it's time to relax.
Like,
you need to find that balance within your own timeline, like, and what works for you. And we are constantly trying to figure that out. Social media apps are never closed.
Yeah.
You can always create a new TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
You can always be on another platform. You can always make another video.
You could always be posting Instagram stories or Instagrams. Or
Reels,
everything.
So it never stops. You have to decide what is enough in your day.
Yeah.
And you have to be very clear about those things so that you don't get your work-life balance out of balance.
Yeah. The next challenge that we faced is our constant battle with perfectionism.
Yeah.
Understanding what is and isn't in your control.
Yeah. Like with YouTube, once you release a video, you have to understand that what happens from there, there's only so much that you can control about it. So if you're watching your video just tank, it's not doing well.
Yeah.
You can try to change the thumbnail. You can try to change the title. You can try to promote it on another thing. But sometimes you just have to understand that there's nothing else you can do.
Yeah.
You should enjoy the process of making that piece of content. And the way that it performs is just a way of showing you if what you did worked or was accurately communicated with your audience.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't, then try to take away what you can from that and just move on to the next week.
Yeah, and you can't put your worth into how good that video is doing.
Yeah. Another thing is understanding what you can and can't handle.
Mm-hmm.
Not only what you can't control, but you need to, as we said, there's always something more you can be doing. So you need to be really
choosy.
Understanding of what you can actually handle and what is actually going to be taking away from yourself or everything else.
Like, you shouldn't ever take on too much. Like, you shouldn't be doing a podcast every day, a TikTok every day, a YouTube every week,
A
YouTube.
How does one do a YouTube? Can you explain that to me?
I'm not sure, honestly. But you know what I mean. Like, you can't be doing it all. So you just have to choose what you love doing the best and
try your hardest at that thing. Mm-hmm. Focus and don't be swept up by the pressure to be everywhere all at once.
Yeah.
Another challenge that we have been actively working on is thinking long term, as you would with any other career. You know, instead of the short term gratification that this type of career brings you, you have to zoom out. Am I growing? Am I improving? How much money is coming in from this? How do I diversify that and have more streams of income? What if this, you know, we're going through a recession right now and we have had a hard hit to our YouTube AdSense.
Yeah.
And those are lessons that we're learning. We were relying on a certain amount of money per month from YouTube AdSense, and now we're making half of that.
Yeah.
Because advertisers aren't paying as much. That's just an example. In every other career, you have to think long term. It's not just about this instant gratification. Content creating and being a creator in general is a very self-disciplined type of life path.
Yeah.
You have to have self-discipline because we have really good months where we're like, oh, shoot, man, we doing it. We can do this long term. And then we have months where like, we need to quit and we need to get back into college right now.
For sure. For sure. The last one that we wanted to talk about is that your mental health and your self-care is so important. It's almost as important as, it is more
almost.
Important.
It's more. It's just as, if not more important than the work.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. I think I'm a little toxic.
I mean, we're still learning this and we've really only just come to terms with the fact that our self-care needs to be way higher on our priority list than it has been.
It definitely needs to be at least prioritized because for a while there, we weren't even prioritizing it.
Exactly. This is a marathon, mm-hmm. not a sprint.
Yes.
I think the next stage of us as creators, especially on this trip back home, we have switched into the gear of how do we think about how to be our best self so that we can be better as creators.
Mm-hmm. It's just like a romantic relationship. You have to be your best self, not only for yourself, but so you can be the best for your partner. And that goes for all human connections, which social media is a human connection.
That's what it is in the end. It is. We've always seen it that way.
Yeah.
Connecting human to human.
Mm-hmm.
And we always have prioritized our connection with any person who's tuning in to our podcast or
commenting on our videos.
Yeah. And we always want to comment back. We always want to make those connections because that's what this all is. That's what it's all for.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, we want to talk about how we've addressed these issues.
Yeah.
And how we continue to in order to sustain this career long term.
Yeah.
And we want to pass this to anyone else who might be thinking about getting into this, such as you, Anna Lucia. One thing that we recently have started doing that's really made a big impact for us is instituting an actual structure to our weeks and to our days.
Yeah.
So much of this is, like I said, it's very self-disciplined.
Yeah.
And so there's only so much that you can do when you're winging it.
Yes.
You know, like if you're just waking up every day and going, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do this, and you're trying to figure it all out as you go.
It's like in the morning is like an overload of everything that you need to do. If you don't have a schedule or a plan for the day, you just are like, I have so much to do, I need to do all of it. And then you end up getting like two things done.
Yeah. You're way less productive.
Yeah.
And it hurts your self-esteem because you're not accomplishing everything that you are intending to. And it's not your fault.
Yeah.
You just, I mean, every career has boundaries and structure and things like that. And you need to set those in place for this as well, if you have any chance of doing it long term.
The next one is making sure that we prioritize our relationship and our self-care, which is, it's so huge since we do this together. You just need to keep a healthy relationship. And that's why all of it is so important that we're talking about. Our work life connects directly to our relationship, you know?
Yeah. And this applies to any of you who might be in your creative endeavor with a partner.
Or a friend. Maybe you and your best friend start a YouTube channel together.
Yeah, that's what like I mean by a partner. Not just romantic, just a partner in general. You need to foster those relationships and make sure you're investing into those as well.
Yeah.
Because if that falls apart, none of it will work.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Even if you're in this alone,
you
need to invest in yourself.
Exactly.
You need to be able to check in with yourself, see how you're feeling. Do you need a break? Do you need to take some of the work off of your plate? Are you making sure that you are putting things in place for yourself, not just for the career that you're in? Another thing that I believe has been important for us, and what will continue to be important for us in being long-term with this, is to be lifelong learners.
Yeah.
And just staying humble.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to have it all figured out. You're never going to be perfect.
No.
And there's always more that you can learn. There's always more that you can be inspired by.
Yeah. And also accepting the fact that there is always more that you can be doing, but that's a good thing. Not
overwhelming.
It doesn't have to be overwhelming. Just maybe it could be exciting instead.
And that leads me to the next one, which is valuing the process.
Yes.
And the connection with your audience along the way more than the goals that you set or the milestones that you hit. Every single subscriber or follower or comment is a person who took time out of their day to watch what you created and to interact with it in that way.
Yeah.
So don't just look at the whole and be like, oh, I only got this amount of whatever. You know, if you have 100 subscribers, that's 100 people. If you filled a room with 100 people, you would be like, what the hell? You wouldn't know what to say. You'd be scared. So just really appreciate that and appreciate every step of all of it.
Yeah. And that leads me to the next one, which is to not obsess over the numbers.
That is one that I just recently have really had to stress to myself. I even went as far as to, what was it, a couple days ago? I deleted what's called the YouTube Studio app.
Yeah, because he was constantly checking the views on the YouTube video and what it compared to last week. And
I was looking at, I mean, YouTube Studio gives you so many analytics that you can pick apart your own video and you can see exactly why something is performing less than the other. Yeah. It'll show you at what point in the video that the people stopped watching.
Yeah.
It'll show you audience retention. It'll show you click-through rate. It'll show you a ranking out of 10.
It's ruthless.
That shows you how this video stacks up against the last 10 videos that you've uploaded.
Yeah.
And it just got unhealthy for me. Mm-hmm. I was just studying it so much and like trying to get better because of it. And at the end, it wasn't making me any better. It was just making me stressed out.
Yeah. And obsessed.
Yeah, I was obsessing. So I deleted the app. It's definitely helped me the past 2 days. I mean, obviously, I haven't been checking, so I definitely feel myself missing it.
Yeah.
But I know that over time, I'm gonna be grateful that I did that.
Yeah. And finally, be grateful for every single person, every milestone that you hit, every day that you get to keep doing this. Yeah. You know, if you love it, just be grateful.
Understand that what you're doing is something that a lot of people want to be doing.
Yeah.
And if you're finding any success at all within that, that is more than somebody else who tried. So just appreciate it and enjoy this process. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's challenging. All of that.
Yes.
And it's worth being grateful for instead of being stressed over all the time.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for your email, Anna. We hope that you got something of value from this.
Or learned something.
Yeah, I mean, I know it was a long-winded answer for tips on how to be a creator, but all of these are things that if we had heard when we first started, we think would have been helpful, more so than just telling you what camera to use or what app to use for what thing. But if you have questions like that, you already have our email. You have us on Instagram. So reach out to us about that. We'll be more than happy to give you those things. But these are tips that we would say have more value than those types of things. So I hope that you got something out of it.
Yeah.
And anyone else who is listening, I hope that this was interesting.
Yeah.
Even if you're not, you know, necessarily starting on YouTube, if you're in anything creative.
Yes.
Or if you just wanted to hear what it's like to
hopefully
be a creator.
Hopefully it was just interesting.
Yeah, we really hope so. We never know if we're getting too specific on some of these topics. As usual, if you do want to submit any episode topic suggestions or say hi to us, anything like that, you can email us at easygoingpod@gmail.com, or you can submit via the Spotify prompt that we put at the bottom of each episode.
Yes.
Or reach out to us on any of our social media platforms. This is all written in the show notes.
We appreciate you guys. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. We do. We appreciate you guys so much.
Yeah.
As of today, we are
We hit 330 five-star reviews on Spotify, which is so cool. We want to aim to hit 500 by the end of this year, which is a big goal, but I think we can do it.
I think we can too. So if you haven't reviewed this podcast yet, be sure to leave us a five-star review and help us reach that goal.
Yes.
As always, we love you guys so much.
Yes, we do.
And thank you so much for being the best.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next week.
We keep jinxing each other, man.
Bye.
Bye.